True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, Chris Collinsworth was talking about the O-line, and he had a conversation with Zach Robinson, Z-Rob, our offensive coordinator, and he was talking about, after the first week, how, we didn't play well. And Ross said this to us last week, guys. If you listen on Wednesdays, we're up there every week. And Raheem said, we weren't good up front. Not just one guy. He wasn't talking about Elijah Wilkinson. Everybody wants to point to that. He was like, across the board.
Right. Couldn't run it.
Couldn't do this. So the offensive lineman came to Zach Robinson and said, don't change anything. We were hot garbage. We'll be better. You come out, you start pounding this defense last night. And then it got to a point late in the game to our last caller who talks about the wide receivers and all of this. Guys, sometimes the game dictates how you call games. We're up. Our defense is stifling. There's no reason to start throwing the ball around.
No, my thing was, I'm not expecting you to go vertical. I just want to see some play action to help Penix give him, because you know how aggressive Flores is with that. I just saw a little play action, again, for guys who don't follow football, faking a handoff, and then you're going to get the ball right out quick. That's where I just didn't like, and the one sequence where I think Grenard got a free run on him, I didn't like the way they were like looking down the field. Just get the ball out quick. But that's, again, we still got to win. We could argue, yes, we should have had 14 points, should have been up by, a commanding lead at halftime. That's okay. Still found a way. And then one thing, as you mentioned earlier, got ourselves a kicker we believe in now.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, granted, that first one, I'm still not sure that first one made it, but they said so. They didn't challenge it. But
after, game balls.
But gotta give him one. Thank you.
But after that, John Parker Romo from McIntosh High School.
5 for 5. Y'all trust him? I do.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not?
I do. 5 field goals?
Right.
I mean, he didn't screw one up. If he screwed one up, I'd still be like, okay. He didn't screw anything up. I mean, that's all I'm asking for. Do your job. Mike, what do you say all the time?
Do your effing job.
Do your job. That's all I'm asking for. Larry in Decatur, where it's greater. Thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what are you thinking about last night?
Man. Man, first of all, before I get in my little soliloquy, let me check old boy that just called.
Yeah.
See, people like him make me mad, man. They make parts of my body itch that I can't pronounce. See, here we go. He's the kind of dude that will apologize for winning the lottery. We got a stallion in our stable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Bajon didn't. I'm like, man, you missed a yeah, but don't do that.
Right.
Now, let me answer your question. Let me give out some love.
Okay.
Diablo, Soldier.
Yeah.
Pitt, Bowling. I'm going to point out one major thing from last week. The special teams bossed up. Because remember, they allow Tampa Bay to get down the field to the 45 and not put them in score position.
Right.
They didn't have that last night. And the last thing, everybody got mad about some of the draft picks. You know, they got mad about Penix. They got mad about Bijan. Some of them got mad about the double first-round pick this year. How's that paying off?
Mm.
See, you got it. You don't put frosting on cake batter. You let the cake rise. Then you frost the cake.
Right
on. You
don't
put the steps, baby. Rise up.
So. Rise up. Rise up, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Larry in Decatur, where it's greater. Thank you so much. Look, we feel good, but Mike and I have felt good. part of this is we feel like sometimes we're pulling you guys to us, right? We're just saying, hey, we feel good about this. This James Pierce kid, I don't know, Dukes. I heard y'all talking about him. He's going to be good. I don't know, Dukes. We're pulling you to us. We're like, come. This is going to be all right. And I think, at least I hope, Mike, you saw a little bit of that last night.
Like I said, we're not going to refer to that knucklehead earlier because, I mean, everybody, I just literally said on the radio, it was a coming out. Now, if it wasn't last year, it was a coming out party for Bijan on national TV. Chris Collinsworth, they did a recorded segment that Carl pointed out to about the heir apparent to Saquon Barkley. Saquon's saying he's the guy. So don't know what the hell that guy was watching. Bijan's one of the one constants. But we said, you're right, Pierce Jr., we just didn't see Jalen walk. Georgia fans are getting mad at us. Jalen's 100%, and now he's balling out there too. Talked about Billy Bowman. Talked about Xavier Watts. They drafted the phrase ball hawk. You look it up now, you see their picture, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
No, it is. I'll say this too, and it's way early, but if this plays out the way we feel like it might play out, this was a home run draft for our general manager. If it plays out the way we think it might.
Right.
But we're going to have to see. Guys, we are atop the stats right now. Buddy of mine, Dre, what's going on? Dre just sent me this number. He's like, you see this? And it's funny because Falcon fans are doing this to each other. We're sending each other stat numbers that we're not used to seeing. Like, Falcons atop the sack leaders as a team. And he circled it like, oh, look who has seven sacks. It's just funny because we're normally not there. And that part of it feels really good. Let's talk to Hunter in Marietta. Hunter, what's going on, man? Hey, man.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good, brother.
First off, don't hang up on me. I'm not going to talk bad about Bijan. I can promise you that right now because he is a dog. To me, the best. You can even hear Saquon talk about him, the way he cuts. He had a cut last night, and I forget. It was a player came through the A-gap. And he was in the backfield, almost got and hit a cut to the left. You can't do that in the video games. Mm. It's not possible in the video games. And then for the team to go in last week, look bad, come out this week and improve on things that they look bad on, you can't ask for much more. That's what you want them to do. Go in there, do the work throughout the week, get better, and then come out and improve and show us that you have improved. I think they did that. I think the young guys feeding off each other on the defense – man, they look good, dude. They look good. We can get better on the offense, sure. But overall, they look good, man. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch the sacks. It's been forever. I don't even remember when we've done that. So, man, it's awesome, dude. I feel good.
Hunter, you should. And that's a great phone call because that is perspective. That is, boy, you know what? Our team's doing some great things that we're not used to seeing. But the improvement, Mike, that's what you need to see. We weren't the same team last week. We didn't do the same things. We didn't make the same mistakes. And I felt like the mistakes we did make were better. Like the special teams, that's a great point from our last caller in Decatur. Special teams were so much better last night.
You know, the thing we got into, you know, last season was, you know, can this team be fixed in the offseason? Leonard Floyd's a big part of it. Leonard Floyd had a sack last night, so he's getting back in the mix. We got seven sacks on the season, one last week against the Bucks. So we're nearly a quarter of the way to our total last year, which is 31.
Unbelievable.
I did the math day. 7 times 4 is 28. So we're nearly there, nearly a quarter of the way towards our sack total just through two games. And look, hopefully, you know, Carolina with Bryce Young, more of the same. Because there's a guy that, you know, is he now kind of wobbling after all of a sudden he was kind of being anointed that he's back on track to be the man up there in Carolina?
I agree. And watching that game yesterday, Arizona handled it. I thought this, I'm looking at that game yesterday before last night, and I'm going, oh, we can do this too. We'll be able to get after him. We got all week to talk about it. 404-726-0929. Jason and Dunwoody, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what are you thinking? Falcons win 22-6 last night.
Man, first off, that guy that called in, Atlanta, do not panic. Do not pay attention to that man. He is here to slow division. He's probably a Saints fan. That's probably what it is. Listen, couple of things, right? Obviously, defense looked great last night. I want to say this. To your point, Mike, that you've been making for a long time about this pistol, Charlie Warner last night as a lead blocker, as a fullback, was a beast, knocking people out the way, making space for Tyler and for Bijan. We need that right there. He's 6'5", 250. Let him push people out the way and let our guys go to work. The one thing I am concerned about, though, is Zach Robinson's play calling. There was a point last night. We were in the red zone. It was a 3rd-and-2, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we ran the ball. I get it. running the ball. They can't stop us. Bijan is picking up 8 yards a carry, all of that. But that would have been the perfect opportunity. All the cute stuff that right. Zach tries to do, that would have been the perfect opportunity to play action,
yes.
have the whole defense sell out, yep. and have a wide open end zone to go get seven. Like, that's the time when you do something cute. You don't do something cute just for the sake of trying something to see if we can pull it off. That was the time to do something that would have been salient for the moment that we needed right there. Mm. We're looking good. The defense is looking good. Shout out to all the rooks on the Carolina. Let's go beat them up next week. Rise up.
Rise up, Eddie. That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, all of a sudden now, and we said this, right, these first four games, you go handle business next week, 2-1, coming home to take on the Commanders. I feel really good. That's where you want to be. Last night, 1-for-5 in the red zone. Got a lot of people sending stuff, Mike, and saying, hey, that first drive in the red zone, remember, Bijan misses a catch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the play where Penix rolls to the left and he tries to hit, I think it was Darnell Mooney in the end zone.
And that was a weird-looking play.
Pitts is wide open right there. I mean, he's wide open right in front of Darnell Mooney. And I don't know if Michael didn't see him or he just had full intent to go to Darnell.
Right.
The point is, there were points to be had there. If he hits Pitts, it's a touchdown, guys.
That's two. Now, again, he did scramble later for a touchdown, but there's two Pitts red zone touchdowns that are off the board this year that are there, to your point. So that's, you know, we talk about, you know.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pitts being a 10-touchdown guy, that's two right there. That Pitts is doing his job. He's worked the route. He's open. And unfortunately, now again, hopefully Zach and him in the quarterback room, along with Yates, TJ Yates working on the film, he'll see him. Because Pitts, guys, we have, you know, whether you think we killed Pitts or we're just demanding more from Pitts, I'm loving what I'm seeing from Pitts. They just got to make sure the quarterback sees it.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.